Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Mike Doty met the members of what would become his band Soul Coughing while working as a doorman at New York City's underground nightclub, The Knitting Factory. Soul Coughing emerged as a highly respected, if not commercially successful, avant-garde group of the 90s. Doty's referred to the band's music as deep slacker jazz. As the decade drew to a close, Soul Coughing disbanded. Doty wrote a column for the New York Press, kicked a heroin addiction, and pursued solo work. He's got a new album out called Golden Delicious. As you'll hear in a moment, Doty has quite a way with lyrics.
I keep notebooks and just write things down all the time. And generally, I work from like just little tiny phrases, 3 words, 6 words, 10 words. And then as I write melodies and stuff, I plug them in, find titles, find choruses, find little bits of verses, and then I kind of sand it away, smooth it away until I find something that makes sense.
Scrap is here with you today.
Livingston playing the cello.
On the cello. And so are you want to do some new things?
Sure. This song called I Just Want the Girl in the Blue Dress to Keep on Dancing.
Now, this one's been on your website for a bit.
Available. Yeah, it's been up there on the old MySpace page.
Mike Doty.
Gone to dogs, brawling and sparring. Blue girl dance for me, the empty floor, and I sing. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. I love you, baby fat, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Your cooking nose is where it's at, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. Ba-rum-pa-dum-bum-bum, ba-rum-pa-dum-bum. And I assess the essence of the mess, the perfect hourglass of my loneliness. Yes, and I don't care to count my chances. I just want the girl in the blue dress to keep on dancing.
Mike Doty's live on the cafe, and just when you thought you were safe from Ba-rum-pa-dum-dum, it's back. I just want the girl in the blue dress to keep on dancing. Was there a moment that inspired that?
Yeah, there was a girl in the blue dress. She was dancing, and you know, if you're a musician, at least in my life, there's been this recurring scene of you look out and there's this beautiful woman dancing and you feel this like connection and it's amazing and it's like, this is why I play music. Then you go back into the dressing room and you're drinking a water, you come back out and the house is clear. Empty plastic cups all over the floor, it's gone. You get on the bus and watch a movie.
So the illusion is the same for everybody.
Pretty much.
Interesting. Well, one of the things you've been doing, which I think is just fantastic, is this question jar tour.
Yeah.
Where you travel around and you put a jar and everybody in the crowd puts questions in. And how's that been going?
Oh, it's great. I mean, they asked me, you know, the big old business they,
right,
to come up with something special for a tour last November and December. And this is just what I blurted out. No idea if it would work. No idea if it would be a complete disaster. And it worked great.
Well, I've decided to make my job easier today, and I went around the office and asked my colleagues for Mike Doty questions. So they're all in the jar, and how does this work?
Scrap pulls one out and reads it, and then I attempt to answer it as truthfully as I can.
Okay.
Do you think Ray Charles would have been a better musician if he weren't blind?
No, dude. I saw him like just before the big Ray Charles craze happened. You know, he was playing a benefit at the Museum of Natural History, which was bizarre.
Hmm.
And he played... see, this is what you get as long-winded answers. So.
This is good.
So I went with a friend of mine whose wife worked at the museum. We walk in, we sit down, and the lights go down, and this band comes on, and I was just horrified. 3 guys in tuxedos, cheesiest sounds you ever heard in your life. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. 5 minutes into their vamp or whatever, a guy walks Ray out to the keyboard, and he's sort of boredly saying into the mic, You are about to witness the genius, Ray Charles, the greatest, blah, 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 number of hit singles, blah, blah, blah. Just completely bored, just sits him down. Ray's just kind of there, you know, he doesn't look impressed. And then he hits one note on his keyboard, and I was like, oh, my God. Because it was one of the cheesiest sounds on a synthesizer you ever heard in your life. So I was like, oh, no. Oh, man, this is going to be terrible. Then within a bar, he's playing some of the most incredible music with the corniest sound you could possibly imagine. It was just amazing. It was like, how did you do that? Some of the songs, like some of the big hits, like Georgia On Your Mind, rendered into an abstraction. Like he played for like 5 minutes, just soloing. You didn't really know what the heck was going on. Then all of a sudden he goes, the whole day through, just like in the middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. And then he was listening to his watch, and it was really weird. Like, wow, is this some kind of tempo thing? Or he's digging the sound of his watch. Then I realized he's got some kind of blind guy watch that if he sticks it to his ear, it'll tell him the time.
And he knew how long he had to be on stage, yep, probably, too.
Yep. Yeah. The hype man came out, super bored as ever, grabs him by the arm. You have just witnessed the genius of Ray Charles.
Okay, but what does that have to do with whether he's blind or not?
Well, see, now you go too far.
Oh, okay. I'm expecting real answers, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think he would be better if he weren't blind. He's pretty damn good.
Okay, let's try another question from the question jar.
Most innovative new artist.
Most innovative new artist?
Question mark.
Question mark,
most
yeah.
innovative new artist?
Yeah, usually we scold the crowd if there are questions without question marks in them. I love Jose Gonzalez. I think he's amazing.
Well, we're in that camp, too.
Cool.
Okay, two from the question jar. We'll get to some more as we hear more music from Mike Doty, who's got a wonderful new album out called Golden Delicious. And what's next?
Let's play 27 Jennifers.
I went to school with 27 Jennifers. 16 Jens, then Jennies, and then there was her. You might be the one that I've been seeking for. You might be the strange, delightful. You might be the girly who shall end all girls. You might be the sweet, unspiteful. I rode the bus with 27 Jennifers.
Another one of the tunes from Golden Delicious from Mike Doty is our guest. Originally did a version on Rockety Roll.
On Rockety Roll, yeah.
Brought that back. Now, I'm kind of in awe of what's happened with your career.
Really?
I think you've really maintained who you are all along, and it almost seems like there was a plan. I mean, you detoxified, you went out in your car, you did this real homemade recording.
Yeah.
It kind of got out there pretty well for
absolutely.
You got signed to a fairly, you know, respectable label, and you've done quite well with Hottie Melodic, and
sure.
You sold out shows here in Philadelphia and all that. Was there a plan? Do you think, or is there?
Life got better when I stopped having plans. I used to have a lot of plans, and they never turned out. So eventually, I mean, when I dropped out of Soul Coughing, it was like there's really nothing else I can do. You know, Warner Brothers dropped me, and so I really didn't have a choice but to get on the road and try and play songs, and you know, make a buck and pay the rent. And then just gradually things started rolling. So, I mean, I'm apt to take an extreme left turn at some point in the near future, horrifying the people that I work with in the music business. But,
well, it seems pretty straight course at the moment for whatever reason.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy with the way the straight course is going, that's good.
Absolutely.
You don't want an artist doing what they don't want to do. Let us go back to our questions in the question jar, which is we're inspired by the tour that Mike has been on answering questions from the audience. So we ask our World Cafe ites to contribute some.
What are your memories of the new school?
Oh, well,
You should tell what that is.
For the New School is it's a university in New York that I went to. Smoking weed with Ani DeFranco was a lot of fun. I had a teacher named Sekou Sundiata who was just amazing, affected my life in so many ways. There's always, when I'm writing something he said falls into my head and guides me. You know, it's really like he just had a template that I'm still living by.
Mike Doty is playing live with Scrap Livingston on the cello. Scrap, are you a bass player as well? Because you've got
I am.
Yeah, I thought so.
And guitar.
Yeah. You got a little bit of it all there on the cello.
So yeah.
It's like a perfect in the middle instrument.
Yes.
It is versatile.
So what's up?
We're going to do a song called Fort Hood, which is Fort Hood is a military base in Texas, and it's the one that's lost the most people in the war.
Rather watch movie stars get fat. I'd rather hang up the flag and be done with it. I'd rather keep the fire and the frenzy out of my mind. I'd rather take sides in an argument. I'd rather crank up the bass in a dark basement. I'd rather leave the mobs and the murder in a distant land. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. The sun shine in. My vote's a bet in a football pool. Five
on the red. Mike Doty performing his song Fort Hood. His new album is called Golden Delicious. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia and XPN.org. To hear my complete conversation with Mike Doty along with full performances, visit worldcafe.npr.org. Thanks for joining me.